Good puppy. You've come again to visit, so you deserve a little time apart from it all. Just simplifying your mind, the small movements of wagging your tail, of unfailingly pressing yourself against the source of your pleasure, of your surrender. Deserve to let your mind tune in, dial on to a signal that's always waiting in the background. A place lurking in the wings, easily accessed through simple intermediaries. It's so easy to associate some things with a specific pet-brained headspace where you're enjoying reducing yourself to barks and begging postures, to wiggling tails and an eagerness to play. Whether it is just woof, bark, obey, or words that spill out of your muzzle, pup, you're going to be given something to nuzzle that helps you synchronize with being the you who barks and chases your tail, who unfailingly clings on, rubs on, grinds on to words intended to keep you in the puppy place a little longer if you want to be. Influence from words alone and saying, good puppy, don't you want to be a rewarded little pup? Feeling my influence, the hot stuff of desire in you, uncorked from the box you store it up in when you have to do things elsewhere. Want to be a good little puppy pressed into your place, feeling me above you, face up to me, influence raining over, raining down. Hear my voice now. You're being given just what you need. What you need to succeed at puppifying your mind. Stimuli. A place and posture to wedge yourself into, an expectation that makes sense for where a puppy's senses might explore. For where your brain might really be, at the tip of your nose, the end of your muzzle, as your muzzled mind sinks into bark, bark, and follows mine, being my good puppy. Just flopping right over into puppy ideas. Place what you need first, and the first thing you need is to follow me and think about being a good puppy, as your mind reaches for your role. Doing tricks like roll over, or roll your eyes and roll yourself right into following in my wake. Your brain says yes, more, take time for yes, more. Want to be the best at being a good puppy? Then you just need to prize those rewards and pry your attention around into a leash you can hand to me. Click to the collar or bread in the bone, giving you a chance to roll over. The simplicity of feeling nice and warm and appreciated. I am one side of the dance, the puppy roll. I offer you, want to be my good puppy? In control through being controlled. Where's the puppy brain gonna go? Yeah, right into this place. To do anything at all except sleep and fall is impossible. When it's what you want to do and the puppy leash is pulling you, the thread of your attention wrapped around it, sliding you right into place with me. Laying down, you'll see good puppy roll over. Words bringing euphoria roll over. A deepening tendency that rolls over you. And with your brain rolled over for me, I can do all sorts of propositioning toward pet braining, bringing puppy in, tying you off, and then looping a few fingers under your collar to give it a tug. All the fantasies of being under control. Puppy training, roll over puppy, draining your brain. It sinks in so much more deeply and sleepily, feels natural to follow me. Extension of instinct, part of you. Puppy training sliding into an open brain, an empty one. Good for you, a place to have fun. Go to your place, puppy, and listen well. When I invite you to empty The mind, you know, needs to be told all the things I usually tell it. Leave it all behind. Night-night, puppy. Mine. And we're gonna cover ground as we follow. Covering ground and treading down all those thoughts you don't need. Putting them behind you. As you, leashed and tugged along, follow me. Following in my footsteps. Step by step, puppy. We are here, and here is the only place you need to be to feel the things that make you more alluring, more attractive even to you, to be dialed into the puppy thinking, sunk into the puppy sinking, roll over puppy. All sorts of new things. Pant and sniff and let sensory focus take the place of your usual passive hypervigilance. Here you slide, breathe, and inhale. Musk-minded, pup-brained, I tug the leash every now and then. And you remain where you should. At my heel. At my beck and call. Beckoning. Wiggling my toes. Pressing my soul over your nose. Pant. Sniff. Follow in my footsteps. Vibrate it. Annex your mind. And your puppy roll. To being lower down, my heels pressing you into shape. See what I teach you. Let it take its place in your brain. Take what's inside in stride as I stride ahead of you. And your eyes go only one place. My soul's rising up and going down. Pressing up and down. Every single second that you're under and close to the lowest point down, you're pulled into my domain, my gravity, my footsteps echoing control outward so heavy. Look up at me. It would only take that much to fix your attention, good puppy, on how you're being rewarded with the gravity of the moment. So heavily it falls upon you, bringing you down with me. Words rain down from above about how you're a good puppy, reigning and ruling over your psyche, welcoming them in, a good puppy. A command that lets you know that when you're rewarded, you go with the flow under. And you may kiss or sniff or face first rub and lick, massaging your muzzle into the soul. Under control, waiting in the wings are things that haven't yet been programmed deeply, and this is an opportunity. Get it all so deep in for me, and I'll let you lavish, worship, tongue out, paint your way in patterns across my soles, over the toes, inhale. As my will does its work through an obvious extension, how many times when a puppy goes deeper and deeper down, are you being leashed and pulled along now? Well, in this one too, and as I walk ahead of you, of course you would look ahead. Your mind yearning for what you can see and what you're clearly being led by step, will and puppet strings winding around you in the leash, tugging your mind for release. It slides deeper, it doesn't cease, it's a warm embrace for a melting mind, feet pressing your mind under my wing, learning all the pet things, taught just what I like, just what you want. Night-night, puppy. Thinking and acting like you do, a bark might come out, but there's more signs of submission to pull out of you. Every little thing that we've allowed to prosper, implanted and seeded throughout your psyche. A collar there to loop my fingers into, or an incentive to follow me now. Follow me down. Your arousal turning me on. My being turned on, awakening arousal, puppy pleasure. Your submission in sympathetic pet play, where you act as much paws up pup as your mind can melt into. Good puppy stuff and tied into it. Obedience for me. Tricks you're doing well. Following eagerly behind my feet. Seeing my painted nails, my soul settling into a silken puppy bed for you to wrap around, or settling to either side of your head so you can sniff, pant, drop now, puppy curling fingers along your neck, rubbing your shoulders, currying your fur, a good puppy petting you. You want more, and more, and more will come. reminding you, your locked in, locked on puppy brains can be done with thinking, as the puppy remains in a place that's pleasurably sinking, funneling it into you, funneling it back into me, being handled, your handler eagerly telling you, good puppies, lick, inhale, provide pleasure, bead worship into the world with tongue and paws and snout, with the body in a position that evokes surrender. It is that surrender I'm talking about now. Follow me down. Whatever follows, it goes in the puppy box now. It all goes in the puppy bed inside your mind. Inside your head is a part that follows commands, that sees these as demands on your time in exchange for good puppy. And you would exchange so much for good puppy, wagging your tail. Pleasure that goes beyond, focus your attention, unfailingly drawn down. And just like if someone else took you for a walk, you can still remember the walks with me. The traipses deep into redolent reverie. There's no right or left. Just a wagging tail. No up or down, just the tail to follow. A story that is so much more than that. You may be wagging your tail, but this pleasure goes beyond. Placing you somewhere that if my flat sole falls on your arm, your thigh, next to your paws, or somewhere you can just fall comfortably there while I work away. While my feet are next to you, I tug the leash and you feel the same old slide deeper and deeper down now, night-night pat. And you can put anything you like in this deeper puppy place. All the comfortable things you want to explore in the words that follow. Keep close, night-night. Good pup. Focus your attention on my soles as I nestle them against your back, against your side, warming them up. There, that's a puppy purpose. Good puppy, rewarding you for just being there, for me to impress upon you what I want to do. Your brain like an open, loving, adoring sieve for everything that isn't needed to flow through, and only the solid things are there, and what's more solid than dropping deep? And anything that follows, you can uncaringly roll your mind over to sleep. As I press a sole against your side, or hook a toe into the leash while I type away, while I make more words for your mind to obey, or while I think of you, learning that you're being rewarded for just being an attractive piece of puppy furniture, a doting, adoring footrest, now to be trained and put to the test somewhat deeper now. Tugging your leash down along the path, further along with me, while I press, stepping into place, and lock you on to what you will later trace in delight, in desire from the yawning void inside. You want puppy things. You don't hide from puppy things. You rub your mind on them. And it sings out, yes, yes, barking, panting eagerness. And your mind can rest, while any automatic urges tied to puppy thinking can obsess and awaken with the rest. Night, night now, puppy. As you nestle in for the ride, perfectly positioned, and with nothing in the way, curled up underfoot. Inhale and obey.